Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a day that highlights how much this great nation is needed around the world as a source of sanity, of decency, however clownish, however degraded, however disappointing our politics may seem, however much you may resent this politician or that politician. God bless America. And God bless America's allies. God bless all those countries in the world that have been rallying to the side of decency. And that's the only way to talk about it. Of course, we're speaking in the context of the murderous, genocidal, sadistic, degraded, utterly barbarian attack on peaceful homes, on peaceful neighborhoods in southern Israel that took place, hit 22 different targets on Friday night and Saturday. And the results, the Israeli military, an announcement by the defense minister of Israel, Yoav Gallant, who, by the way, is a very unifying figure. Of course, everyone's a unifying figure at the moment because so much of the country has been pulling together. But Yoav Gallant announced the complete siege of Gaza in a televised address, announcing that Gaza will be cut off from food, electricity, and water for the foreseeable future. We are fighting barbarians, the Minister of Defense said, and we will respond accordingly. The Israeli Air Force, meanwhile, began bombarding targets throughout Gaza after Hamas launched a massive rocket attack on Israeli territory. We're going to be speaking to my brother from Jerusalem. For those of you who listen to the show regularly, you know my brother Jonathan almost 40 years ago moved to Israel, built his life there, has raised his four children there, and he has two sons who were just called up, a son and a son-in-law, who were just called up in this call-up of the 300,000, and that apparently is just the beginning. It is the greatest mass mobilization in Israeli history. And why? What is it about? It is about stopping the repeat of more of the sickening barbarity of the Hamas terrorists. The situation that people ask about it, okay, is what's next? And what apparently, and Yoav Gallant, the defense minister, has said this, and I think everybody who's looked at this situation seriously has said that the goal of the Israeli move against Gaza this time is not going to be to reoccupy Gaza. That, by the way, is why it's so important that people understand the history here. And in this regard, honestly, you can get access to that history very easily and in a very compelling fashion that gives you a great deal of depth. We have two Medved history programs, one of which is Why They Fight, The Origins of the Arab-Israeli Conflict, and the other of which is Five Middle Eastern Wars, which talks about the Yom Kippur War, which was 50 years ago. And one of the reasons that it seems to me, obviously, that Hamas decided to make this attack, which involved some 1,000 terrorists, not 19, like September 11th did. This was 1,000 different people who committed the rapes and burning people alive and stealing children and grandmothers and basically, and dragging these hostages, supposedly there are 130 of them, including some Americans, and dragging them into Gaza. One of the reasons they chose this date was it was exactly 50 years and one day after the beginning of the Yom Kippur War, which had been the most threatening and destructive and bloodiest of all of Israel's war after the war for independence. And again, that was considered to be their goal here, to exert as much death and destruction as possible on 22 communities that weren't anywhere, by the way, in Gazan territory or Palestinian territory. They were over the borderline. Now, how did that happen? Okay, Gaza, at the end of the war for independence, was part of Egypt. And what had happened was it was originally part of the Palestinian Mandate, but during the fighting in the Israeli War for Independence, the Egyptians had taken control of Gaza. Then when Egypt was leading the fight against Israel in 1967, threatening to drive the Jews into the sea and to destroy the nascent nation of Israel, when they did that in 1967 and they lost a epic defeat, Israel took possession of Gaza, and Israel ran Gaza, and they were actually making some economic progress between 1967 and in 2005. And in 2005, Israel made a decision that was very controversial. Now, of course, everything is controversial in Israel because people argue with each other. But this is a controversy where my father, who was living in Israel by then, our daughter, who was studying in Israel at the time, basically everybody that I knew was demonstrating against the decision to vacate Gaza because it meant that there were about 20 Jewish settlements that had sprung up in Gaza between 1967 and 2005. All of those people who lived there, including, by the way, the dead bodies in the cemeteries that had been established outside the synagogues, that was all taken away. And Israel decided, under the leadership of the former Prime Minister Arik Sharon, that they would leave Gaza alone. There were lots of Palestinians there. There weren't yet 2 million. There were about 1 million. And they would have their own right to choose leadership. They had already made the deal in Oslo, remember, with the Palestinian Authority. So basically, Israel did what everybody had said they should do, which is leave Gaza alone. Let it be. And right now, Gaza has been, since 2005, a Jew-free paradise, at least in the eyes of the terrorists, it should be. So what is it exactly that Israel was supposed to do other than leave Gaza? It was an epic mistake, and it's one of the reasons that people worry about the so-called two-state solution. We're going to be speaking to Peter Baker of the New York Times. We're going to be speaking with a Middle Eastern scholar, Michael Rubin, with my brother, Jonathan Medved, in Jerusalem, coming right up. And we're going to be speaking to U.S. Representative Adam Smith, who is the ranking Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee. What about that USA aircraft carrier, the Gerald R. Ford, that is making its way to the waters not too far from Iran? We'll get to that and much more coming up on the Medved Show.
Thanks for-
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Join your Free Market Champions Washington Policy Center for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hobby makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, MichaelMedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, under the circumstances, it's particularly an honor for me to welcome my brother to the program from Jerusalem tonight. And Jonathan, first of all, your life has already changed. Everybody's okay, but you have two members of the younger generation who have already been called up. They're part of this 300,000 call-up that is going to make Israel safe from future attacks from Gaza.
That's correct. But, you know, everybody in the country is mobilized, Michael. It's we were caught and surprised and badly hurt. This has been perhaps the worst couple of days, the worst single day in Jewish history since the Holocaust. The number of people who were killed is now at 900, 2,600 wounded. Even in the darkest days of the War for Liberation, when we lost 6,000 people, that took 2 or 3 years. It wasn't a single day. Even in the depths of the surprise attack on the Yom Kippur War 50 years ago, there wasn't losses like this. But it's not just the amount of numbers. And just to give your audience a perspective of what this would mean in American terms, given the size of our population, we're only 10 million people, is it would be as though 9/11, there were 40,000 people killed instead of the 2,000 and some that were killed in 9/11. So if you can imagine a 9/11 event happening, but not just the horror of planes hitting a building, which is horrific in and of itself, but terrorists going home to home and slaughtering entire families with children in their arms, burning the houses over the wounded, going into a nature party where there were about 3,000 people having a party, a dance party, landing with paragliders as they were essentially just raking the audience with machine gun fire, and then going person by person to shoot bullets in their head with piles of bodies. About 300 people from that party were slaughtered. Going into the kibbutzim and the villages in the south and slaughtering 10-20% of the population. The stories of the heroism of the people who fought back, who kept them in some cases out of their kibbutz, who took up weapons, sometimes a knife or an axe or whatever they could if they didn't have guns to fight back. Or they just withstood them in their safe rooms are stories that will sear you if you heard the bunch of them. They've now taken 150 hostages who they've paraded through Gaza. Old people, babies, 1 and 2 years old, women who they've raped in mass rape events before they took them hostage. It is the most unbelievable display of inhumanity, of truly humans becoming animals, that has really ever been seen in recent history. It reminds one of a pogrom. It reminds one of the Nazis.
There is obviously heavy bombardment of Gaza, going after rocket launching sites, places where the organization of Hamas is located. What is next? What is the Prime Minister Netanyahu has declared that this will be a major war, used term war. What is the war aim?
The war aim is to essentially destroy Hamas, that we will no longer tolerate a terrorist regime whose only goal is to kill us, who are the most brutal and cruel people the world has ever seen. We'll not allow them to train, to acquire weapons, to build their own version of technology right on our border. Remember, these villages they attacked are only 2 and 3 kilometers from the border. We live right next to them. You can't do this. You can't have 2 million fanatics run by a fanatic regime who are living perhaps in Redmond or in Bellevue, it wouldn't work. And this has been an illusion that we've thought that we could make this work. We thought that our defenses were enough. They were not. Okay, there's a lot of sort of lesson learning that we have to do with the government and the army level in terms of what went wrong, and we'll get to that.
But with all of that, there's a great sense of people coming together. Is that something you feel as well?
It's unbelievable. I mean, look, we had over the last year sort of well-known and well-covered political differences and protests and, you know, turmoil. That is all completely dispersed now. We're all in this together. Hamas is not asking whether you're left or right or you're religious or non-religious. Hamas, when they go and look to kill the Jews, are killing you because you are a Jew. And by the way, they've killed 40 Arabs too, because they're Israeli Arabs. And this is brought us together in a way where the society is totally mobilized. If you saw today the pictures of tanks going through the streets, getting ready to essentially, you know, move into the next phase of this campaign, there were people in the streets throwing food and candy and waving flags. And these are our children who are now going out to defend us. We're not fighting in some foreign land. We're not. And by the way, speaking of which, we have enormous gratitude to President Biden and the United States government for sending the aircraft carrier, which, God willing, will not need to be used, but coming into the Eastern Mediterranean is a sign of support for Israel. The bond between our two countries is eternal and strong.
And that aircraft carrier will be having eyes on Iran, I take it.
Iran has Hezbollah, but it's, I think, let's say Gerald Ford's spirit would be very proud of this.
Jonathan Medved, a loyal Israeli, a father of a couple of boys who are headed to the front right now. And I can only tell you that I pray as you do, brother. They should be safe, and the mission should be a complete success, not for the cause of victory, but for the cause of peace and decency and humanity. Appreciate your perspective, and may God be with you and them and all of us. We will be right back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Senator Cory Booker says he's safe but shaken after being in the middle of the attacks on Israel from Hamas on Saturday. The White House saying it's too early to determine if Iran was directly involved in those attacks. Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer says the Biden administration is keeping a close watch on any role Iran or any parties do play moving forward. Pope Francis calling for an end to those attacks and violence in Israel. In his Sunday address in St. Peter's Square, the Pope said terrorism and war would only bring further death and suffering to innocent people and not solve any problems. Many banks and government offices closed today in observance of Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day. The post office closed, but FedEx and UPS running as usual. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The latest estimate here on the Michael Medved Show of the Israeli death toll has reportedly reached and passed 1,200. That includes 9 U.S. citizens. And apparently there are U.S. citizens who are also among the 130 hostages. There has been a new threat by Hamas suggesting that for every residential building that is destroyed in Israeli bombing, they will assassinate, they will murder one of the hostages that they have. There's actually a point that was made, because right now you see some real leadership from people in Congress. For instance, Kevin McCarthy spoke as if he were still this leader of the House of Representatives. He was terrific. We'll play what he had to say. But, and who knows, he apparently left himself open if they can't decide between Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan. McCarthy said he wants to lead in some capacity. So who knows if he will come back into this struggle for Speaker of the House. But a member of the House, young man, really very talented, rising star. He's a Democrat, and his name is Richie Torres. He is from a heavily Latino part of New York, and he basically just slammed Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, his fellow Democrats, and He slammed them, saying, if you murder, wound, rape, and abduct civilians and children, as Hamas has done, you are not a militant. You are a terrorist. The media and our elected representatives should stop sanitizing terrorists as militants, he wrote. Hamas' surprise terrorist attack by air, sea, and land is Israel's 9-1-1. Losing 600 Israelis, he writes, is the equivalent of losing about 20,000 Americans, he wrote the following day. In any event, he has been very clear on this. So has Jonathan Greenblatt, who is the executive director of the ADL. He was having a problem, again, with the language and the way that the language is used and misused on the network that he was speaking on. And what he spoke about regarding that network on MSNBC was calling Hamas fighters and rationalizing their terror attacks. This is Jonathan Greenblatt.
I am angry with the world that allowed the dehumanization of Israelis and sanitized the terrorism of Hamas. I must say, I love this show and I love this network, but I've got to ask, who is writing the scripts? Hamas? The people who did this, they are not fighters, Jonathan. They are not militants, and I'm looking right at the camera. They are terrorists. It is a barbarian who rapes and brutalizes women, who kills children in front of their parents, and then brings them over to Gaza, who literally, we've heard all these reports, and we know these aren't just reports. These were filmed gleefully by the barbarians who committed these grotesque crimes.
And that context is important. President Biden actually gave a speech that didn't, quote, try to present a balanced view of pure evil. It recognized pure evil for once and gave some important support that has meant a great deal to Israelis in this crisis. This was the president's statement on the challenge to Israel.
Today, the people of Israel are under attack, orchestrated by a terrorist organization, Hamas. In this moment of tragedy, I want to say to them and to the world and to terrorists everywhere that the United States stands with Israel. We will not ever fail to have their back. We'll make sure that they have the help their citizens need and they can continue to defend themselves. You know, the world's seen appalling images. Thousands of rockets in the space of hours raining down on Israeli cities. I got up this morning and started this at 7:30, 8 o'clock, my calls. Hamas terrorists crossing in Israel, killing not only Israeli soldiers, but Israeli civilians. In the street, in their homes, innocent people murdered, wounded, entire families taken hostage by Hamas. Just days after Israel marked the holiest of days in the Jewish calendar. It's unconscionable. You know, when I spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu this morning, I told him the United States stands with the people of Israel in the face of these terrorist assaults. Israel has the right to defend itself and its people. Full stop. There's never justification for terrorist attacks. And my administration's support for Israel's security is rock solid and unwavering. Let me say this as clearly as I can. This is not a moment for any party hostile to Israel to exploit these attacks to seek advantage. The world is watching.
And it is good that the United States is watching and has sent to the Eastern Mediterranean the aircraft carrier Gerald Ford and its battle group. Why? To keep an eye on things. To be there. To prevent some kind of intensification of the terrorism by Iran. Our closest ally for years, our special relationship has been with the United Kingdom. The Prime Minister of Great Britain, Rishi Sunak, who is looking to me increasingly impressive, also gave a very strong and satisfying and reassuring statement. This is clip 7.
The scenes that we've seen in Israel over the past 36 hours are truly horrifying. I want to express my absolute solidarity for the people of Israel. Now is not a time for equivocation, and I'm unequivocal. Hamas and the people who support Hamas are fully responsible for this appalling act of terror, for the murder of civilians and for the kidnapping of innocent people, including children. I've just spoken with Prime Minister Netanyahu to assure him of the UK's steadfast support as Israel defends itself against these appalling attacks. We will do everything that we can to help. Terrorism will not prevail.
And God willing, he is right. There are buildings around the world, including the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin, which, of course, was once the world center of anti-Semitism, that have been lit up with the Israeli flag. Buildings across the world, they report in the Messenger, from the Empire State to the Eiffel Tower, are showing solidarity with victims in Israel. Cities around the world are showing their support for Israel with lights following a surprise attack on the nation that has killed hundreds and injured thousands more. After Israel suffered what's been called its deadliest attack in decades, buildings in America, Italy, Rome, Germany, and elsewhere flew the nation's flag or its white and blue colors in lights to show support. The most notable one was the Brandenburg Gate in the middle of Berlin, where they actually showed the Israeli flag and projected lights with the colors of the Israeli flag. They also did that for the European Commission, where they its headquarters in Belgium, the Berlaymont, showed the Israeli flag. And most amazing of all, Austria. In Vienna, they put up the Israeli flag right next to the Austrian flag. Maybe there is some sense of balance and decency left in the world. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
There are people all around the world who are rallying in support of Israel. There have also been anti-Israel rallies prominently for some reason in Kirkland, Washington, where there was actually a brawl that broke out. There were about 200 pro-Palestinian demonstrators, anti-Israel demonstrators, and about 100, at least according to the Seattle Times, 100 pro-Israel demonstrators. There was also a very big anti-Israel rally with the prominent display of swastikas, which is somehow appropriate. But then in Paris, there was a gathering in the dark where some Parisians, not all of them Jewish by any means, gathered to show some light. It sounded like this. Israeli national anthem, which long before Israel was even established as a state, was the official song of the Zionist movement. The last paragraph that you were hearing there, the words mean, "Our hope is not yet lost." The name of the song is Hatikva, which means the hope. Our hope is not yet lost, the hope of 2,000 years. To be a free nation in our land, the land of Zion and Jerusalem. And hearing that in front of the Eiffel Tower, lit with the colors of the Israeli flag, yes, that's encouraging. Also encouraging was, as I mentioned before, Representative Kevin McCarthy, who... honestly, despite the fact that he was thrown out as Speaker of the House, he has had a remarkable few days. Because remember, it's only days ago, you have to go back to just the beginning of October, Okay, 2 weeks ago. Not even. He saved the country almost single-handedly from a government shutdown, which would have been appalling. He now made an announcement about a five-point plan that he put forward for the U.S. to respond to the Hamas terror attacks on Israel. This is former Speaker, now Representative Kevin McCarthy.
Now is the time for action. America needs a five-point plan to meet this moment, to help our ally Israel, and to strengthen our own future. The very first thing we need to do is rescue the American hostages. President Biden's number one priority right now must be finding out how many Americans have been taken hostage and get them home. From last night to this morning, the number of American deaths have doubled from 4 to 9. This administration must also make clear that harming any American will result in the wrath of the United States. We cannot repeat what happened in Afghanistan. It must be clear that we do not negotiate with terrorists and no American will be left behind.
The other points in his five-point plan, number two, to provide full support for our ally Israel. Number three, to confront Iran and the new axis of evil. Number four, to focus on securing our own open border. And number five, to condemn anti-Semitism in the United States. And again, an effective five-point plan. There's an amazing piece by Andrew McCarthy, and he posted it up on X. And it says, "Hey, Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan, how about we not be a clown show when the world is exploding? Either jointly endorse Speaker McCarthy and dare the eight dingbats to oppose, or figure out which of you gets it and the other endorse. Time to be grown-ups." And then Mark Thiessen posted this, former speechwriter to President Bush. "The shocking events in Israel, rocket attacks on civilians, women and children being massacred, are happening every single day in Ukraine. So if you're a Republican who voted against supporting Ukraine last week, spare me your heartfelt concern for Israel." The United States must be the leader of the world, because when it comes to barbarism and the real threat of barbarism, the United States has to be the safeguard. While speaking to the press about the conflict in southern Israel, Representative McCarthy was asked if there was any scenario where he would be reinstated as Speaker of the House. Here's what he had to say, clip 13.
"Do you envision any scenario in which you could be candidate for Speaker, especially with the deadlock in this way?"
Look, this is about a moment in time. This is about what America's going to do. Could you imagine if we were sitting here and we listened further to a Gates and Mace, that we were in a shutdown? That we, as we asked our 30,000 men and women in the military in the Middle East to defend us without being paid? That the question around the world of what was happening here today? That's a decision by the conference. I'll allow the conference to make whatever decision. Whether I'm speaker or not, I'm a member of this body. I know what history has had, and I can lead in any position it is. And right now, I realize we need these five actions taken now and stop delaying.
And again, those... A call very directly for immediate action. There was also this, even the press, which I know that Israelis in particular feel very frustrated by the American press, because very often it just highlights the negative news. And there is a sweetness and joy to Israeli life. And honestly, as someone obviously with very close family in Israel, my dad is buried there. People don't see that joy and the positivity. What they see, particularly at a time like this, is, for instance, this coverage by Clarissa Ward, clip 9 on CNN.
This was actually billed as a festival of peace. It was supposed to be an opportunity for young people to get together, to dance, to celebrate. It was all about love and music, and instead it turned into scenes of absolute carnage and mayhem.
What happened just off this quiet border road was a massacre. The bodies of the perpetrators still remain, while the fate of many victims is unknown. Organizers of the Supernova Music Festival say that thousands of young revelers had gathered to celebrate the end of the holidays. And just after 6 a.m., Hamas militants launched a bloody attack. Many of the victims spent hours in hiding, waiting to be rescued and calling their loved ones.
Many of them are still missing. Many of them are dead. It's been very difficult to try to get a precise number.
Now, a volunteer group that handles human remains says that at least 260 bodies have been found at the festival site.
Okay, and some of those bodies are in horrible shape. They were all stacked together. And one of the things that the terrorists have done is they have taken with them not only live hostages, but dead bodies, and mutilated bodies in some cases, that they plan to trade back for some gain. It cannot be allowed to work. And what needs to work is peace, sanity, decency, and peace, as President Reagan said so famously, peace through strength for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today, with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. AllegrettoResort.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.